the Taverner Players here on KPR playing a lovely little Baroque overture, Dido and Aeneas Overture by Purcell, a part of his very famous opera. Good morning, I'm Destiny. I hope you're all doing well, and if any of you got storms last night, you survived them or fared them well. This hour, I've perused some music from our library that has not been played on the airwaves in a while here on KPR, so I'm excited. I've got a concerto by Hoffman and even a string quartet by Haydn. It'll be interesting to know if you've heard it elsewhere. I have this fun little connection to weave the whole program together today. I opened with Dido and Aeneas Overture, and you know Aeneas was the Trojan Greek character. And speaking of Trojan, I'm ending the 11 a.m. hour at the very end of today, something by Berlioz that has to do with the same thing. So, yes, it's a very interesting morning that I have. However, I digress. Let's get back to what we're listening to right now. A Haydn string quartet. The Lindsay String Quartet is playing it for us. I will be very curious, as I often say, to know if you have heard this one before. Let's listen together now on Kansas Public Radio. Such a funny little ending. Actually brilliant here on KPR. Haydn's String Quartet, Opus 20, number 4, for those who like that info. That was the Lindsay String Quartet. Very similar to some of Beethoven's writing. I think, you know, Haydn, of course, was Beethoven's teacher. And in this particular quartet, Haydn utilized the technique Sturm und Drang, which is storm and stress. And we know Beethoven really loved to use that too. So definitely a more dramatic Haydn quartet. Probably really hard to play too. Sounds like a lot of notes in that. We will hear from our wind friend next, the oboe. Yes, a concerto. It would be lovely here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and support for classical music comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering porch pots, planters, hanging baskets, and flowers to celebrate mothers across the KPR listening area. Open daily in North Lawrence, more at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. And our community spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs, including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at caseyfarmschool.org. All right, something else that hasn't been played in a while. A concerto for oboe and piano with the Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia. It's Hoffman's concerto. He was a Viennese classical composer. I will, of course, be very curious to know what you think of this, because I'm guessing you maybe haven't heard it in a while. Let's enjoy it together, now on KPR. A lovely concerto for the oboe here on KPR, Leopold Hoffman, the composer. That was Bela Drahosh, the Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia, and Stefan Scheele on oboe. I'm Destiny. Glad you're here with me this hour. It looks like it's about 78 degrees and sunny outside. It's a little windy. Next hour, I've got, I'm actually opening here with a Brandenburg concerto, which I know many of you love, and I will be joined by an on-air guest, Ben Spalding, of Spire. We're going to listen to some beautiful music, and I'm also playing one of my all-time favorite tunes by Dvorak, the Going Home theme. I've got the Kansas City Brass, so a fun local hour, shall we say. And speaking of being local, we're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And support for news here on KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More info on home preservation is at Spider, that's Spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com. NPR News is up next, and then more music for you on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Today in Washington, officials from Lebanon and Israel are holding direct diplomats.
We should hold ourselves to a higher standard, too, because we're supposed to be an example. We're supposed to be the people that were sent to Washington to represent people.
He spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 here on KPR, the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center playing. Good morning. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I've got a fun hour ahead for you. I've got an excellent musician in here, Ben Spalding. He's going to be talking to us a little bit later in the hour about a really great concert, a series of concerts coming up that have to do with American composers and our 250 years. I can't believe that anniversary is coming up. So I thought maybe perhaps a good way to introduce it would be to play Dvorak's Going Home theme. And speaking of local musicians, I've got the Kansas City Brass playing it. So we are going to take a listen to that right now together. And Ben and I are going to chat about what we're going to chat to you about. Enjoy this on KPR. Dvorak's Going Home, the Kansas City Brass, here on KPR. I am Destiny, your morning host. Thanks for being here with me. We've worked out the technical gremlins of our board. And I've got Ben Spalding here, and we're going to take a little moment to listen to a beautiful Alleluia and then chat with him. I'd like to thank a couple of our great sponsors first. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. All righty, we are going to listen to a gorgeous Alleluia by a composer, Runstedt, who will also be featured on Spire's upcoming concerts, which we'll tell you about in just a quick minute. But let's take a listen to this beautiful music first here on Kansas Public Radio. Alleluia, here on Kansas Public Radio. I am joined in studio by Spire Chamber Ensemble's director, Ben Spalding. I am so excited to welcome Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Destiny. It's so great to see you again, and thanks so much for hosting us today.
Absolutely. This recording you were telling me is from about 10 years ago, and you guys are now in your 16th season, which I think is great. You're a local hometown artist, and you've got a lot of fun festivities coming up. Tell us about some.
We do, yeah. It's our sweet 16 anniversary season, and we are closing this season next week with some really exciting events. First, we're doing a major fundraising gala called Voices Inspire.
Nice.
On the 24th. At Mission Hills Country Club.
Okay.
And we can still take a few seats for that. And that will be all American composers, as well as we celebrate the 250th anniversary of America. And then right after that, on next weekend, the 25th and the 26th, we have a program called the American Songbook, which again celebrates even more of the rich diversity of great American composers going back 250 years
wow. To
a piece that was written maybe about a month ago.
That sounds great. Yeah, tell us about some of your, well, I'm sure you have many favorites on the program, but Sounds like there's a lot. You commissioned composers. You even wrote something, which is super exciting. We're going to hear about that in just a minute. Great. We're actually going to hear it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really wanted for both of these, the gala and the concerts, to celebrate, you know, as diverse as America is in terms of our landscape and our cultures, we have music that is distinctly ours. Mm-hmm. Music of Appalachia, music of early American people like William Billings. Then we have the great spiritual tradition that is only our music. We have the great jazz tradition that is only ours. And then we have great composers like Bernstein and Barber, and contemporary composers, Adelphus Hellstork and Caroline Shaw. There's something for everybody in these programs coming up.
That is great. So our listeners know we've got the gala on Friday and the concerts. You can find out all the information, by the way, at SpireChamberEnsemble.org. Saturday, April 25th, that will be at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Kansas City, Missouri. Okay. And then Sunday's 3 p.m. concert will take place at Atonement Lutheran. And I also noticed that you have a children's choir for the Sunday performance.
Yeah.
That sounds so fun.
We are so excited to welcome Christy Elsner and the Allegro Children's Choir, who is just, they are fantastic. These young treble singers are work so diligently and so hard. And we're just really excited to welcome them for that Sunday concert. We'll do some things together, and they will do a set on their own, again, featuring wonderful American composers.
Great. Well, speaking of wonderful American composers, I think we should take a listen to one in-house.
Okay.
This is, I'm going to let you announce it because it's your piece. You wrote it.
Yeah. So I've had a great privilege of also being a conductor, but having studied with some great composers like Morton Lauritsen and Sir David Wilcox and Z. Randall Stroop. And so I love composing, and I wrote this for the Spire Chamber Ensemble a couple years ago. This is Ave Mari Stella, Queen of the Sea. And just as imagine a ship sailing across the ocean to America, to the New World, they had this shimmering kind of colors on the water. And this piece is all about color and just vividness that you would see on the sea.
That sounds lovely. Well, let's enjoy it all together. Ave Mari Stella, right now, by Ben Spalding on Kansas Public Radio. Ave Maris Stella here on KPR, written by Ben Spalding, who is joining me in studio right now to talk about upcoming concerts he has on the 24th, 25th, and 26th, starting with a gala and a raffle. This sounds very exciting for our listeners.
Yeah. So what's really fun about this this gala, Voices Inspire. You can hear the pun in the inspire part. That was by design. What's great about it is we have a raffle, and you do not need to be at the gala, but we'd love if listeners are inspired by the music they've heard so far, we'd love them to consider getting a ticket to that. But you do not need to attend to be part of the raffle.
Okay.
And so this raffle has two really cool items. First is a concert of Spire musicians in somebody's home.
Ooh.
And then a wine pairing and food pairing by a Grand Street Cafe, one of our most delicious places in Kansas City.
Yeah, yum.
And then the second one, which is kind of the tie-in to the piece that our audience has just heard, is I will write a special brand new commission, which could be for somebody's milestone birthday or wedding anniversary or wedding ceremony, and we'll premiere it. So it's something that is kind of priceless and really special, and I'm excited to do that. And I will work with the person on the text.
Oh my gosh. That's
something
great.
Special to them.
So what's your website so people can go find out about this?
Yeah, all this information can be found at SpireChamberEnsemble.org.
And that's helpful that it's Spire as in inspire.
Yeah, correct.
I love that. Yeah. You know, I really should have noticed that, but until you pointed out,
that's
I was
all
like,
good.
Oh, love it. I love puns like that. It's great. So the big theme, the American Songbook, a 250th celebration, Where Do We Call Home? You're really touching on this in this concert with a lot of the composer choices and music choices.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about that? Would be great.
I do. Yeah. This is really a storyline of of all of the major genres that we have in America. What's so great about our history is we have music that is distinctly ours,
mm-hmm.
From the jazz tradition, from the gospel tradition, from the spiritual tradition, from the early American tradition, pieces like and composers from William Billings. And so you'll get to hear a wide variety of this music. And the theme is really tied in, what does it mean to call a place a home? And mm-hmm. as America celebrates this anniversary, we've been able to create some wonderful things in this country, but every generation inherits a democracy that is not yet fully formed.
Hmm.
And so we all have a call to make this an even better place for all. And so it asks questions about what does it mean to call a home? And a home that is well taken care of.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of the connective tissue throughout this music. And I think some of the composers that I'm really excited for is Morten Lortzen was one of my teachers. I got to do several composition lessons with him. And so the Midwinter Songs is a special one. And then also Barber's Reincarnations, which are some of the hardest music for kind of a cappella voices, but they are just a tour de force. They are so special, and I can't wait to share them with our audiences. We've never done them before yet. So that's exciting.
So you guys are in your sweet 16
yeah.
year. That's amazing. So Ben is, he was born here. He's a local musician. He left, went off, studied, became a genius. Just kidding. You're already a genius. Came back and started this 16 years. That's a really big accomplishment for starting a chamber ensemble and keeping it going and being so successful.
It's so many people. We all stand on the shoulders of those that go before us. And I'm so grateful to all the people that have helped this amazing journey and to really create an organization that has a national and even international profile now. And we're based here in the heart of Kansas.
Yeah.
And it's really special.
That is great. So just to remind listeners, the gala is Friday, April 24th in the evening at Mission Hills Country Club.
Yeah.
And then you've got a concert Saturday, that next Saturday, the 25th at 7:30 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Kansas City, Missouri. And then Sunday has a 3 p.m. concert, which will be at Atonement Lutheran Church in Overland Park. And on that concert, the Allegro Children's Choir will be joining you. Allegro Children's Choir Con Brio.
Yeah.
And all the information about tickets and everything you need to know is at spirechamberensemble.org. This sounds like a really great concert. And there's something so special about being in a live concert and hearing and experiencing the power of the human voice. So I think it's really great that you're bringing it to the community. Thank you.
We're so excited. It's going to be a wonderful culmination of our
Absolutely.
Sweet 16.
Is there anything else you would like for our listeners to know that we maybe didn't touch on? I want to make sure you get it all in there.
Yeah, I think we've covered most of it. I would just invite folks, you will hear music that inspires, but also challenges. I feel like concerts, live concerts, there's nothing else like that. You can't get the same experience in a digital format. What it does is it makes us slow down.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us fully present. And I think it helps us listen. And the more we listen to each other, the more we build a better democracy and a better home that is for everyone. And so I'm just really excited that this program will be a gentle reminder of what it means to live
mm-hmm.
Into the best we can as a society here.
Oh, that's so nice. And speaking of home, we're going to close this interview with The Road Home, something they can hear on the concert. Spire Chamber Ensemble. While you're listening, go check out their website, get your tickets, www.spirechamberensemble.org. Thank you again, Ben, for being here.
Such a pleasure. Thank you, Destiny.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. The Road Home on KPR. Michael Dennis Brown, The Road Home, here on Kansas Public Radio. Music that you can hear at the Spire Chamber Ensemble's concert coming up around April 24th, 25th, and 26th. And you can check out all of their information about the concert and all that good stuff, www.spirechamberensemble.org. And I actually have a little quote here from Ben, who we just spoke to. From Barbara DeCopeland to Joni Mitchell and the Great American Songbook, this program is an homage to the power of the human voice and a toast to everyone who has believed in this ensemble from the very beginning. I think that's really great. So get out there and support it, folks. Indeed, live music is so, so special. All right. Well, I've got a little solo piano for us right now by Horowitz. It is Chopin's Mazurka, number 4. Let's listen on KPR. Mazurka number 4 by Chopin here on KPR. Horowitz there at the piano. Some lovely piano music indeed. I thought maybe I would end this hour with a little chorale nocturne from Copeland's Rodeo, William Boughton and the English Symphony, now on KPR. A chorale nocturne from Copeland's Rodeo here on KPR with the English Symphony Orchestra and William Boughton. I'm Destiny. More music next hour, including some Beethoven that you haven't heard in a while. This is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ's Chanute. And support for news comes from the Lead Center presenting the Broadway musical Chicago, A Universal Tale of Fame, Fortune, and All That Jazz, April 28th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Love season. Here's NPR's Joel Rose.
Mayor Joel Rose, NPR News.
The Dow is up 324 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Lenore Overture No. 1 by Beethoven here on Kansas Public Radio. Yoel Levy and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. One of a handful he wrote. I love No. 1. It's not as often played as some of the others, but it's great. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. It's 80 degrees and sunny and windy outside. Hope you're all doing really, really well. The very opening of classical music this morning at around 9:06, I opened with the Trojan god, Aeneas. Indeed I did. And now, well, in about 30 minutes, you're going to hear from the Trojans at Carthage by Berlioz. Yes, that was the big hint that I had you mulling over for the last couple hours. That'll be an epic way to end our hour, but we're not at the end yet. We are in the middle, and I thought I might as well stick with the B theme, so B as in the letter B, not the B from our Hive Drive. I've got Amy Beach for us right now, a sonata for violin and piano, a really famous one. She composed it when she was 29. It's inspired by Brahms and also French musicians like Franck. So it is very dramatic, but there's also some playful moments in it too. I would say it's pretty emotional and fiery. So let's just get into it. It's going to be good right now on KPR. Amy Beach, sonata for violin and piano, Matthew McWright on the piano, and Francesca Andereg on violin. Enjoy. ¶¶ Amy Beach, Sonata for Violin and Piano, here on KPR, played by Francesca Underegg on violin and Matthew McCrite on piano. A lovely sonata, indeed. Indeed, indeed. I've got some Berlioz coming up here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and support for classical music on KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and the surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com. And KU Theater and Dance presenting the Laramie Project about the murder of Matthew Shepard and its impact on a college town. April 24th through the 26th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at KUTheater.com. All righty. What I've been promising all morning, Trojans at Carthage, the ballet, music from that by Berlioz. It will probably also be very epic. This is with the French National Philharmonic. Enjoy on KPR. Berlioz, Trojans at Carthage. Music from the ballet here on KPR, the French National Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thank you for being here.
Being an accountant is a full-time job, so when John Summit's DJ career started to take off, he had to make a choice. Spoiler alert, he's no longer an accountant.
This recent album's called Control Escape, and, you know, it's kind of overall theme is like when I broke out of the 9-to-5 world.
I'm Elsa Chang, John Summit's journey from cubicle to main stage DJ on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on KPR starting at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. And this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsboro Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And support for news on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or 785-843-TREE. And the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Jeff Watson is up next with more music for you. I'm Destiny. I will be back Friday. Daryl will be in for me for the next couple of days. Don't worry, though. I promise I'll live. I'll see you all soon. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio.